Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
So yung bring your own container na model, which some people feared na baka hindi to posible, hindi viable, but it has shown that consumers when provided with the kind of options that they need and want in their communities, willing naman sila mag-iba, willing sila mag-adjust for their own benefit and also for the environment.
That was Marian Ledesma of Greenpeace Philippines at a launch of a report presenting the successes of their Kuha sa Tingi program, an initiative seeking to replace single-use plastics with refill and reuse systems implemented at the community level through Sari Sari stores. In partnership with the local governments of Quezon City and San Juan City, the Kuha sa Tingi program yielded results that could make the case for adopting refill systems as a viable business model, in the hope that implementing this on a national level can help Filipinos break free from the plastic crisis fueled by a sachet economy. And in just 8 weeks, the program displaced more than 50,000 sachets, sachets that were kept from reaching the oceans and poisoning marine life. In this episode, we talk about refill and reuse systems and its viability as an alternative to sachets. I'm Ed Faraon, Puma Podcast. Just to give you context on where we are in the plastic crisis, more than 460 million tons of plastic are produced globally each year, with the Philippines having the largest share of plastic waste discarded in the ocean in 2019. A large part of our plastic problem is largely due to the sachet economy, which consumer manufacturing companies develop. They have cashed in on the tingi consumer behavior of Filipinos, with little thought of the environmental mess their products created. But what if we had a system that integrates environment-friendly practices into the Filipino tingi culture? This is where Kuha sa Tingi comes in.
Actually, sir, sinundo lang ako sa school ko. I'm unexpected po ako dito. Then, nang pinunta ako, ginawa kong pilot. Nag-meaning kami, mga 2 weeks kaming hatid sundo kami dito sa City Hall.
That was Daisy Borja, a teacher at a daycare center in Quezon City. She was one of the first retailer partners during the pilot implementation of the Kuha sa Tingi program.
Then, sir, no, after the training, ito, binigyan na kami ng starter kit. Ngayon, sir, magustuhan ko. Ako po yung bestseller.
Sari Sari stores participating in Kuha sa Tingi source their products from a local supplier already providing the same services to hotels and food chains.
Diba, ako yung ginano ko po sa mga nalay ko sa school ko, mga kapitbahay, mga kumare ko sa simbahan, hanggat pumatok po siya. Then, inilapit ko na kay Kapitan sa ano namin. So, sumuporta naman si Kapitan. Special mention siya ni Mayor.
This collaborative effort between Sari Sari store owners, suppliers, and the local government unit proved that refill systems are not just effective solutions to the plastic crisis, but also a sound business model. The report in this program notes that while the starter kit costs 4,950 pesos, Sari Sari stores could break even by their third refill and even earn a profit of 1,600 pesos. Suppliers, meanwhile, would need to service at least 50 stores in an area with a refilling frequency of at least twice a month for 3 months.
Alam natin napakalaki ng problema sa sachet dahil ang paggamit ito ay parte na ng ating kultura. Kaya naman, ang pagtugon sa problemang ito ay nakatuon din sa pagbabago ng nakaugalian at nakasanayan na natin. Sa tulong ng mga programa tulad ng Kuha sa Tingi, inuumpisahan natin baguhin ang behavior ng mga naninili sa pamamagitan ng pagbibigay sa kanila ng option na mas environment-friendly at abot-kaya o mas mura sa karaniwang sachet.
That was Quezon City Mayor Joy Belmonte. She tells us how Kuha sa Tingi complemented an already existing program of the local government.
Nagsimula tayo sa 30 tindahan at meron po kaming programang tindahan ni Ate Joy. Ang pangalan ay pagka-EPAL. Pasensya na po kayo. Papalitan na, po namin yung pangalan. Hindi po ako komportable sa pangalan na yan. Pero ito pong mga tindahan po namin na ito na nabibilang na 6,000 na po sa kabuuan. They are run by women who are in vulnerable situations. Solo parents, victims of violence and abuse, mga misis na mga drug dependents na inaalagaan natin sa ating rehab center. Sila po yung mga nasa, kumbaga, nasa laylayan. And sila yung nagiging beneficiary din ng programa natin Kuha sa Tingi. Our pilot study, we worked with 30 tindahan ni Ate Joyce. At doon sa 2 buwan o 8 linggong pilot study na ito, we were able to divert 47,000 pieces of sachet.
San Juan City, meanwhile, partnered with 10 sari-sari stores and diverted more than 8,000 pieces of sachet. With the results seen in the pilot implementation, these LGUs plan to expand these programs further. Just before 2023 ended, the Quezon City LGU expanded this program from 30 to 1,000 sari-sari store partners. Projections show that this expansion helped avoid the disposing of more than 500,000 sachets. This 2024, the Quezon City LGU is looking to expand the program further to 6,000 sari-sari stores.
So when Greenpeace came up with this idea years ago, it wasn't only to create a solution for plastic pollution, but we also wanted to remove the barriers that prevent people from shifting away from single-use plastics.
You're hearing again from Marian Ledesma of Greenpeace Philippines.
So these alternative distribution systems, they're called upstream solutions because they don't just benefit nature. They're benefiting human health, the climate, and also our economy. For human health, reuse and refill systems can cut down yung plastic production and extraction of resources. And they also lower exposure to toxins in plastics. They can protect our climate because they can cut down greenhouse gas emissions. And they also create jobs and save resources.
We're pausing for a quick break. When we return, let's dive deeper into the behavior of consumers and if they're actually willing to replace sachets with refilling systems.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Sa kada 10 customer, ilan doon yung...
Mga dalawa lang, sir.
Dalawa lang?
Ang sumusunod.
So yung 8?
Yung 8, matitigas ang ulo.
Anong gagawin nila? Hindi na sila bibili talaga?
Hindi na sila bibili, sir. Doon
sa sila sa kabilang tindahan.
Sa sachet na sila, yes, sir. Kasi ready na eh. Ready pag gupit na lang.
That was a conversation I had with Daisy Borja, one of the first store partners of the Kuha sa Tingi program during the pilot run in Quezon City. This behavior has been taken note of by its implementers, and Marian Ledesma from Greenpeace Philippines says,
I think what's important is that we also need to have a diverse offering of different reuse and refill systems because some systems
will work better for certain consumers, and then there are some models that are really fit, for example, for consumers that want that convenience factor, they want the reusable packaging. Yung important is that it has to be a model, a system that's designed for the community. Important rin na may good na information education and communication campaign around these systems na what are the impacts of plastic, because right now people see the plastic problem as only a waste management issue. They don't realize that there are risks around the material for people's health.
It's also important to note here that changing consumer behavior can also be driven by systemic changes, like amending the Expanded Producer Responsibility Act. Greenpeace Philippines recommends shifting the law's focus from plastic waste collection to reduction to mitigate pollution in the country.
It's not just an environmental issue, it's a public health issue, it's a climate change issue, and it's also an issue about social inequalities that are being perpetuated by the plastic life cycle. So, kailangan yung ma-address, and then when people realize that it's so much bigger than about garbage or plastic waste, they're a bit more motivated to make that shift.
Further on driving this motivation, Ripple X, partner and distributor of supplies for Sari Sari stores participating in Kuha Sa Tingi, highlights the role of the youth in getting the word out about this initiative. Let's hear from Ripple X CEO and founder Cesar Rondario.
So we have field volunteers to help us get the word out. And typically, it's the nanays, it's the store owners, but we wanted to do a model where it's the youth who are with us to promote the whole program and see if merong trickle effect yung sila yung nag-encourage sa mga magulang nila, knowing that the youth of today are a little bit more attuned to the reality, diba? So sila yung mas may pakialam.
For young people feeling hopeless about the plastic crisis, Cess also shares what they can do.
You know, to be honest, I think the environment is one of the best ways and I think topics where the youth can shine, because it's something tangible that they can do. We are so used to this big idea na kailangan pag mayroong contribution, dapat malaki. But every big thing starts small. Like this project, this started like as a project. Now we're here. My advice to them and my encouragement is that everybody can do something. It's a matter of understanding why you're doing it. If you know why you're doing it, everything else will follow.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. I'm Ed Faraon. This episode was edited by Pidoy Blanco. Our executive producer is Jill Caro. And our senior news editor is Veronica Uy. If you liked this episode, share it with your friends. Thanks for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.